Our living room is rarely used. It has become a place to go and make a quiet phone call, read, or just get away from the noise and activity of the day. It's our quiet room. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. It's also a place where my wife, Diane, sets up the nativity scene each year, a place where I go to enjoy praying and reflecting on the birth of our Savior. As I contemplate the scene, I realize for the first time that the Eucharist was a continuation of the nativity, a continuation of Christmas. The manger, a simple feeding trough, where the animals of the nativity scene were fed, held the same body of Jesus, the bread of life, that we feed on in the sacrament of the Eucharist. The next morning, as I received communion at daily Mass, for a moment, as I held the Blessed Sacrament in my cupped hand, I realized that I held Jesus, body and blood, soul and divinity, the same Jesus born in a manger that first Christmas day. My hands represented the manger. And for a moment, just as I held Jesus in my hands, my mind returned to the manger scene where I had prayed the night before. In that moment, the stable where Jesus was born became the tabernacle. The manger became the ciborium. And it became clear that we owe the Blessed Sacrament to Bethlehem. No Nativity, no Eucharist. Bethlehem, the city of Christ's birth, Bethlehem, is Hebrew for house of bread. How appropriate that our Savior Jesus Christ, the bread of life, would be born in a city known as the house of bread. We realize that the bodily presence of Jesus, made incarnate that Christmas morning in Bethlehem, is the same presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity, that we share in the Eucharist. Every time we receive the Eucharist, we are given the opportunity to lay Him in a manger. Over the years, volumes have been written about keeping Christ in Christmas, about continuing the Christmas spirit, not just on December 25th, but every day of the year. We pray that we can somehow make every day Christmas Day. Help us, Lord, to realize that we can do just that. We can do it in the reception of the Eucharist. Jesus, the bread of life we receive, is the same body, blood, soul, and divinity, born that first Christmas morning in the tabernacle of the stable and the ciborium of the manger. Join with me, my friends, as we celebrate Christmas, not just on Christmas Day, but all year long in the frequent reception of the Eucharist. God bless you, and Merry Christmas. This is Tony Agnese.